You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, what I want to do is, and they have this luxury, to check as many boxes as they can prior to the draft so that they can then take the best available players. I think when you start drafting to fill out a depth chart in rounds two or three or even four, that's problematic. That means you're bypassing over some really good players at some other positions. And I think in this case, if they can solve a few issues before they get to the draft itself then can be used at its best when you can draft the best players. And so just so happens that a couple of them still might be filling needs. So I think that should be their strategy. I think it will be. I have faith in the decision-making there. And I think that will happen at the end. But I think they can make some hay. I mean, you say they've signed a dozen guys already. It wouldn't shock me if they end up with signing 15 or 16 before the draft even starts. And that just gives them all kinds of options to maneuver, maybe not with two, but with these other draft picks that they have.
Randy Mueller, a former executive of the year in the NFL. Longtime exec and former GM. What he just explained is my favorite thing about this 16-player free agency haul for Adam Peters and company so far. Question for you, MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. What do you like most? What do you like least about what they've done so far? And I don't mean specific moves as much as just kind of the philosophy and what we're learning about this group. Gorgeous day in and around D.C., by the way. Hopefully, if you're listening at home and or in the car, you're enjoying yourself. This is one of those days I was thinking about it walking down the street here in the Navy Yard. If you were in college, you'd ask your professor to have class outside. I don't know if you guys ever did that bit, but when it's really, really nice on campus, you're like, small class, 18, 20 people, whatever, just go outside, let's do this lecture, whatever we're doing, under a tree somewhere. That nice. Day of the year candidate. All right, real quick, I'll run through these fast so we can get to the calls. Here's what I don't like as much about what they've done. They have not gotten me a star. I like elite players, right? You want to get good at football, you get really good football players. It's not that mysterious. They haven't spent enough or shopped in the aisles where the really good players are. They have not swum in the waters where you bump into an all-pro or a pro bowler necessarily. I don't think Danielle Hunter was a fit as an example. They're not close enough for a two-year deal where you almost fully guarantee him $50 million. That was a great transaction for the Texans, who are a playoff team trying to get to being a conference championship team. But like those types of guys, whatever top tier free agents were out there, they just haven't even really engaged, it would appear. I talk about Bryce Huff a lot, the pass rusher from the Jets. You know, there are a couple of guards that got $20 million. The guy they signed was about $5 million. So they sat out the top of the market. I would have been a little bit more aggressive, not over all 12, 14, 15 additions, obviously, but one or two of those guys would have been nice. They could have been the team trying to trade for Brian Burns. It was the Giants. And to be fair, I don't think they're in a position necessarily where trading for Burns and giving him $30 million a year makes a lot of sense yet. So in a vacuum, any one of these moves that they didn't make or negotiations that they weren't in on, like I get that. But I would have liked maybe, you know, we had a cannonball contest in West Palm Beach. Darius had a great splash where the water kind of went up to the roof. And Toby, I think, somehow won in the second round, which is still very controversial in my opinion. The splashes in free agency have been fine. I wanted one of those like Darius or Toby championship round splashes where the water goes really, really high. That would be one of my small critiques. Number two, looking for things that you could say you don't love about the haul. This is a lot of short fixes. These are stop gaps. This is duct tape and glue stuff. Someone asked me this last night. I think it's a great question. How many of the guys that they have signed so far are starters on this team in 3 years? Think about that. Do the exercise right now. They've signed 16 players. How many start at the position they were signed at in 3 years for the Commanders? I'm going to say Frankie Louvu, Dorrance Armstrong, and probably Tyler Biadasz. I got three. So they've signed 16 players, and I think maybe three of them are starters in 3 years. These are very short-term, building, transcending, kind of foundation-setting moves, which is fine, but they are not really building anything through free agency right now that's long-term or sustainable. Not a big deal, but again, I'm making a list of things that you could say you don't love about what they're doing. This is nitpicking. Number three, they have not shied away from acquiring players with wear and tear on the tires. Age of some of these veterans. Bobby Wagner is going to be 34 this season. Zach Ertz turns 34 this season. Austin Eckler's 29, which for a running back is like 34. They're signing some older guys. I happen to really like the Eckler fit. I think Ertz hopefully ends up being their second option as a pass catcher at tight end, not their first. I'll like that a whole lot more. Wagner's a dude. I'm thrilled about bringing him in. Played 98% of snaps last year, was PFF's number two linebacker against the run. I think he's one of the special London Fletcher types at the position who's aging like fine wine. But 34, 34, 29 in season for those three guys, it's not like they're signing a bunch of 24, 25, 26-year-olds coming off of their rookie deal. I said one-year deals on my good list because I think it sets them up to spend and have money next year. You could also say that that is a concern. You might have a lot of guys playing for their next contract. A lot of guys, when you're on a one-year deal, you're not buying a home in the area. You're not becoming Mr. Commander. You know, you cut Cleveland Farrell's arm open. He's not bleeding burgundy and gold for a couple of million dollars in 1 year. If you sign, like Kirk Cousins just did in Atlanta, a four-year deal for a ton of money, you're going on Atlanta radio last night talking about how, you know, you can't wait to go to Braves games, right? But I mean, you are a hired gun when you're signing a one-year deal, essentially. And you got a lot of guys on one-year deals, half of these 16 contracts. Last thing I would say is I said that the familiarity is a positive, and I believe that. If you wanted to tell me it's a negative, I'm not going to agree with you, but I guess there's a case to be made that they're kind of going with what they know. They're not digging a whole lot to unearth the next version of the players they worked with 2, 3, 4, 7, 10 years ago. So that's the best I can do in terms of coming up with things I don't like as much. But I'm very positive on this. I like what they're doing. They're turning over a bad roster. They're bringing in depth at key positions. And they've given themselves a chance to have an outstanding draft, which is the most important part of the whole offseason. So my answer to the question I'm posing to you guys, favorite thing about the haul? I think they've got a chance now to go BPA over need in the draft at most positions. Least favorite thing about the haul? I'll say I wanted one real stud. I think Louvu's the one guy that I would say has a chance 2-3 years from now to be making a Pro Bowl if he continues to elevate his game. Otherwise, I think there's a chance they haven't signed anyone who's, you know, going to Pro Bowls or being an All-Pro here in Washington. So a little bit more star power, not in terms of name value. Wagner's a Hall of Famer. Eckler, you took him first overall in fantasy for a couple years. I mean, in terms of actual quality overall, just one or two guys that were, you know, bigger money, top of the free agency group players would have probably been my preference.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.